This is a Your Sports Edge 2025 Sports Year-End Review. I'm Aaron Bone. 2025 would start with basketball already in full swing. On the boys' side, the District 7 tournament was the most competitive in recent memory. Madisonville would enter the tournament at Caldwell County as the number one seed and came within seconds of seeing their run of 17 straight tournament championships come to an end in the first round. The Maroons needed a desperation three and a defensive stop in the final 10 seconds to defeat an upset-minded Hopkins County Central team. Madisonville advanced to the championship game looking to win their 18th straight, facing a Dawson Springs team that was playing for their first. The Maroons would make it 18 straight with a 9-point win as they advanced to the Region 2 tournament along with the Panthers. Dawson's season would end in the first round of the Region 2 tournament at Madisonville North as they fell to the defending state champion Lyon County Lions, capping off a historic season for the Panthers, finishing the year with a record of 17-16. The Maroons would go on a run on their home floor and advance to the championship game, where their season would end with a loss to Henderson County. On the girls' side, 2025 was the year of the Lady Storm. Hopkins County Central dominated the rest of the district in the regular season with a perfect 8-0 record and would continue their dominance in the district tournament with a huge win over Dawson Springs in the first round and a win over Madisonville North in the championship game. The Lady Maroon season would end in the first round of the Region 2 tournament with a loss to the host Christian County Lady Colonels, and the Lady Storm would advance to the semifinals before they fell to eventual champion Henderson County. Baseball and softball would get underway in March, and Madisonville North Hopkins would sweep the season series with Hopkins County Central before both teams met in the first round of the district tournament. The Maroons would make it 4 wins in a row, ending the Storm season with a 9-1 win. They would then go on to win the championship game over Caldwell County before their season ended in the first round of the Region 2 tournament after being shut out by Trigg County 8-0. On the softball diamond, the Lady Maroons stood out in the county, sweeping the season series with Hopkins County Central and Dawson Springs by a combined score of 59-0. The Lady Storm would fall in the first round of the district tournament to Caldwell County, while Madisonville North would advance, knocking off Dawson Springs. The Lady Maroons would come up short in the championship game, losing to the Lady Tigers, but would get back on track in the first round of the Region 2 tournament, beating Trigg County, to advance to the semifinals, where they would be eliminated by the eventual champion, Henderson County Lady Colonels. August brought the start of football, and one of the biggest stories, not just in the county, but the entire state, was the dominant performance from Madisonville North Hopkins to start the season. The Maroons would start the year winning their first 7 games, including a statement win over defending 4A state champion Paducah Tillman, ending the Blue Tornadoes' 18-game win streak, as well as a school record offensive performance, scoring 73 points in a win over Hopkins County Central. They would run out of steam as they suffered back-to-back losses to Apollo and the eventual state champion Owensboro Red Devils. Their season would end in the first round of the 5A playoffs, falling to Greenwood on the road. It was a tough season for Hopkins County Central. The Storm finished the regular season with 2 wins, a 36-6 blowout over Todd County Central in Week 2, and a 38-0 shutout of Webster County. They would see their season come to an end on the road in the first round of the playoffs as well, with a loss to undefeated Hart County for the second year in a row. For more on these stories and all Hopkins County sports from 2025, go to yoursportsedge.com.